Despite the sluggish economy, some major U.S. corporations are making solid profits this year. These companies share at least one thing. They are finding their success abroad. Chicago Public Radio's Adrienne Hill has that story.
Listen in on the recent earnings reports conference calls of major companies, and you'll notice a couple of things. Number one, big profits. And number two, a jump in international sales.
We're pleased to report that our solid business performance continues, and every area of the world is contributing to our growth.
Despite all the headwinds that optical, commodities, and the U.S. economy threw at us, the fact is that we still met our numbers and delivered the bacon.
In the international segment, revenue grew 47% to $1.89 billion.
Those were conference calls from McDonald's, 3M, and Amazon. They're just a few of the domestic companies that sell products overseas and are doing very well this year, in spite of the troubled economic situation in the U.S. For some, the weak dollar has been a good thing. Why? Well, imagine that you own a hypothetical widget factory. Every day, you build widgets at your factory in the U.S. You pay your employees in dollars, you buy your raw materials domestically, and you sell your widgets in Europe.
Now suppose the dollar depreciates, and instead of being $1 to the euro, suppose it's $2 to the euro.
That's John Huizinga at the University of Chicago's Graduate School of Business.
The price to Europeans went from 2 euros down to 1. They think in euros, so to them, wow, I can now buy those widgets at half the price I used to.
So when the dollar declines, you, the widget tycoon, make more money. It's a good time for companies to have an international reach. Again, Huizinga.
It's easier to expand your sales when you've already established a footprint in a foreign country. But there will be new companies that haven't ever exported before that can now turn into exporters.
The weak dollar means good business for companies like Amazon. It announced a 47% increase in international sales in the second quarter. Pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Abbott saw better than expected results, buoyed by overseas sales. But it's not all about the weak dollar. These days, there are more foreign consumers with more money to spend. Construction equipment and engine maker Caterpillar reported record sales and revenues this week, its best quarter in 80 years. Company spokesman Jim Dugan says there are a couple of reasons it did so well. The company benefits from high commodity prices, and also
strong growth in emerging markets in Latin America, across Asia Pacific, as well as in the Middle East.
Caterpillar's geographic sales mix is shifting. Sales outside North America increased 30% from a year ago. Exports to China have jumped 200% in the last 5 years. Dugan says that has an impact here at home.
A big part of the increase in employment in the United States for Caterpillar is related to trade.
Caterpillar has upped its expectations for the year. So have many other domestic corporations, as their overseas sales strategies, many of them put in place years ago, are looking better and better. Those sales are giving the sagging U.S. economy a little lift. For NPR News, I'm Adrienne Hill in Chicago.